Hey guys, I'd like to introduce you to a new podcast that I know you're going to love. Do you like travel? Do you like picturesque locations and getting away from it all? Well, this new podcast has all that and murder. It's called Slaycation, and it's a darkly humorous look at murders and mysterious deaths that took place on vacation. Hosted by a true crime fanatic, her comedy writer husband, and his TV producing partner, Slaycation brings a unique perspective to chilling, thrilling, and WTF stories of vacations gone horribly wrong. From the twisted tale of Harold and Tony Henthorne, whose romantic anniversary in the Rocky Mountains ended with one of them falling off a cliff, to Angelica and Vincent, two recently engaged lovebirds whose Hudson Valley kayaking adventure ended underwater. Each episode of Slaycation will have you asking, accident or murder? But it's not just the stories that'll intrigue you. It's the discussion between a longtime married couple and business partners who happen to be Emmy-nominated TV producers. Each episode of Slaycation also includes humor, takeaway and travel tips that will keep your next vacation from being your last. If you're ready to pack your body bags, Slaycation is available on all major podcast platforms. Search for Slaycation on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Richard Serrett. Join me on Strange Planet for in-depth conversations with the world's top paranormal investigators, alien abductees, Bigfoot trackers, monster hunters, time travelers, alternative archaeologists, remote viewers, and more.
As I was on the way to Area 51, I was stopping on the side of the road and just taking measurements, and I found this one spot where time slowed down by a fraction of a second. It's not supposed to do that.
From the two big categories, animal mutilations and human abductions, you have to conclude that genetic material is being harvested.
Well, I reached for a rifle, and I turned and looked, and it was already moving away, and it was descending the bluff. There's no way any human could have went down it. It was probably a 75-degree angle straight down, almost.
On Richard Serrett's Strange Planet, we're redefining reality. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do not go any further. Turn around. Go home.
Scary Mysteries Twisted Twos. Disappearance of Richie Edwards and Menger Hotel. Tales of hauntings, murder, and scary mysteries. Every week, Twisted Twos dives into a pair of uniquely terrifying true stories that are worthy of a more in-depth look. This week, we focus on the mysterious disappearance of a musician in a historical haunted hotel found in Texas. Get ready for Scary Mysteries, Twisted Twos. Number 1. Disappearance of Richie Edwards. Born on December 22, 1967, Richie Edwards was a Welsh musician who was the main lyricist and rhythm guitarist for the band Manic Street Preachers. When he was just 27 years old on February 1, 1995, he mysteriously disappeared and was never seen again. He was good friends with Manic's bassist, Nicky Wire, and initially served as the band's driver and roadie. Soon he began helping out and writing the band's lyrics and eventually even started playing rhythm guitar. For the band's album, Holy Bible, it's said that Edwards himself wrote the majority of the lyrics on it. Even though he wasn't the most talented of musicians, he had a major contribution in the direction of the band's sound. He gained some notoriety on May 15, 1991 when he argued with a journalist named Steve Lamech about the band's values and authenticity. Apparently, Steve had questioned him on whether or not he was really serious about his art. Edwards then responded by pulling out a razor and carving the words "for real" into his forearm. Edwards had suffered with depression from a young age. He often cut or put lit cigarettes out on himself, explaining, as he put it, that made things so much better because I'm concentrating on the pain. After releasing the band's third album, He checked himself into a psychiatric clinic and missed out on some of the promotion work. The last performance he had with the band was in 1994, and several months later, on February 1st of 1995, he was supposed to fly to the United States with fellow band member James Bradfield. During the 2 weeks prior to his departure, he had steadily withdrawn £200 from his bank account, which amounted to £2,800 in total. The day he was scheduled to fly, he was last seen at 7 a.m. heading out of the Embassy Hotel in London. However, instead of showing up at the airport, he went back to his flat, where he left his passport, Prozac, and credit cards. In the 2 weeks after his disappearance, he was spotted by a fan at the Newport bus station, who didn't even know that Edwards had been reported missing. Then a cab driver reported taking him to Severn View Service Station. By February 17th, the silver Vauxhall Cavalier Edwards owned was reported to have been found abandoned. It was in the parking lot of a Severn View Service Station and showed signs that it had been lived in. The proximity of this place to the Severn Bridge, which was a popular suicide spot, has caused people to believe Richie Edwards might have taken his own life. However, those close to him argue that despite his depression and personal problems, he was not the type who ever contemplated suicide. Since his disappearance, there have been multiple reports of people saying they've spotted the musician in a market in India, as well as the Canary Islands. His family held out hope for several years that maybe someday he would come home, but in 2007, after more than a decade, they legally declared him as deceased. As a result, police closed their missing persons case around him, but to this day there are still sightings of him, and some fans still hold out hope that one day he may return. Number 2. Menger Hotel. Before the Menger Hotel was even erected, the site where it would stand was already filled with a rich history. It was in the same area where the famous Battle of the Alamo came to pass in San Antonio, Texas. In the 1840s, a 21-year-old German immigrant named William Menger started to make a name for himself in the area. In a short amount of time, he acquired various breweries and officially gained the nickname as the Beer King. He went on to marry boarding house proprietress Mary Gunther, and together they transformed the boarding house into the Menger Hotel. By 1959, it officially opened for business. It was a beautiful two-story building that was elegant and classy both inside and out. Menger even built an underground tunnel from the hotel that led straight to his brewery, so he could provide an easy access tour to his guests. The hotel was such a success that just 3 months after the initial opening, the couple decided to expand it even further and double up the number of rooms from 50 to 100. The hotel flourished up until the Civil War, when the hotel stopped accepting guests and opted to transform it into a hospital. They cared for the wounded and sick, and many people died on the property during this time, and eventually Menger himself died there too in 1871. Mary continued to run the hotel and improve upon its existing design and facilities. When her son refused to take over the management, she then sold the property. Famous people such as writer Oscar Wilde and President Ulysses S. Grant have stayed there, and today the hotel still stands and has been dubbed a historical landmark. But because of its long history, it's also gained another form of notoriety, particularly that of being haunted. Those who have stayed at the hotel say it's haunted by at least 30 ghosts. Guests have heard strange rapping noises, heavy doors opening and closing with no one there, the smell of cigars in non-smoking rooms, and even seeing faces in the mirror next to their own. One of the more prominent ghosts is that of none other than Teddy Roosevelt. Apparently, he loved staying at the hotel and even used it as a recruiting area for his Rough Riders during the Spanish-American War. His ghost has been seen and heard in the bar area. Most of the time, the ghost just sits there, never moving or shifting. But other times, he's been heard hollering at the guests or workers. Most of the staff aren't afraid, but one new worker was so taken aback at seeing the ghost that he ran terrified before finding himself locked inside the bar with the apparition. He desperately banged and cried trying to open the door while the ghost just stared at him. Shortly after that, the new employee quit. Another prominent ghost seen is that of Sally White. Sally was a chambermaid who loved her job. Everyone else loved her as well, and she was known to be a kind person and diligent with her work. However, her home life was difficult. Sally was living with her common-law husband, Harry, a man who had a violent temper and uncontrollable jealousy. He resented the attention that she received at the hotel and would often argue with her because of it. On March 28, 1876, one of the arguments quickly escalated and resulted in Harry threatening to kill her. In a panic, she asked for help from the police, and they agreed to let her stay the night at the courthouse. Authorities then searched their home and Harry's possessions for any weapons, but they couldn't find any, so they couldn't arrest him. The following day, Sally returned home to gather some items before heading to work, but Harry had waited up for her. The two fought, and Harry ended up shooting her in the stomach and back, and 2 days later, she passed away. Mary and the staff grieved her death and paid for the funeral, the receipt for which is still displayed in the hotel's lobby. Guests have said they've seen her ghost in the third floor area of the original hotel, where she was brought to shortly after being injured and then eventually died. She's often seen carrying towels or sheets. One guest even saw her fixing her bedding shortly after she stepped out of the shower. To this day, the Menger Hotel remains to be one of the most haunted destinations in all of Texas. It's still fully functional, and if you're brave enough, you can book a night there yourself to find out if it is in fact truly haunted. So there were two of the strangest and most haunted stories around. The world can be a crazy place, and Twisted Twos is sure to show you why. If you enjoyed this video, then please remember to subscribe to our channel. We have new scary mystery videos coming out every single week that we know you'll enjoy. Thanks again for watching, and I'll see you next week.